Tzadikas Sif Gimel. So what's considered a behemoth which is right to use? So behemoth Shiyotzos. Ro'os Chutz Latchum. The animals which they go out every day to pasture beyond the Tchum of the city. Ubo'os Volonos Pesach Tchum. At the end of the day, the Rabbi Shmuel was pointing out, even not necessarily even the end of the, every day, but once in a while they come back within the Tchum and they spend the night inside the Tchum. So those animals a person is aware of and he thinks about and he has a mind to use them. So Rehere Elo Muchonos, those animals are considered Muchon, Veloichin Mehena. You can take from them, Veshertan or Son Beyamta, you can shet them in Yamta. Avlarois Vahalonos Chus Tchum, they pasture and they also live outside the Tchum, which means the whole summer they do not really come back in at all. If they wander in on Yom Tov, it's Ein Shechtan Usan, but Yom Tov, you can't shech them. People do not have intent to use them because of the fact that they're muksin. Or since people are not, they're out in the pasture and they're way out there, people don't really think about them. They don't tend to use them to make them. This is all talking about animals which are owned by the Jew. So there's a problem that they could be either mukhan or muksa. We had this idea before. The animal which belongs to a goy, shall any Yehudi, less will mishum muksa, belongs to a goy, there's no problem with muksa. Yehudi, he has no need to designate something for usage. Okay, so there's no problem with muksa. Okay, what there might be is the following problem. Ellen came, bo, b'shu Yisrael, shows also, if the goy brought it in from the tchum for the Jew, then it's also for the Jew to use it. Because we don't want it. Right, so we don't want the Jew to tell the goy to bring this animal in, because that's also to do. They should bring it because it's home for the Jew. And therefore, if they brought it in without the Jew telling him, it's still also to use, because he might come to tell him to do it. Fikach, anyhu shehevi behemah b'makarlan. If an animal brings, a non-Jew brings an animal into the marketplace, here is Malkum Shasham Shechtan of Behemoth, in the place where they would shecht the animals. He brings his animal there to have a shechted and sell to the Jews. So, im yedua shalonus chutz l'tchum, asuris, if you know for sure that this animal came from beyond the tchum, it's also im sofik. Then we'll try to fill the bow with the Tzarev Yisrael. It was brought for a Jew, so even though it's brought for a Jew, since it was not body that was through the tomb, so therefore, Sofik is mutter. So Sofik of someone who is brought through the tomb, we'll see that is. Safik Mukhan we had before in Tafsari Zion that Chazal asked Safik Mukhan. The Safik of Chusit Chum Chazal did not ask. Like you said before, Safik Seda is Asr. Safik Mukhan is Yom Tov Sheni is Mutter. Yom Tov Rishon is Asr. So Safik Mukhan is Asr. Savak mitchus tchum is mutter. Shamukza halchem b'sveikel l'hakol. Over here, we're going to go. May suffer. We're going to be mekel. In regards to this, of chus tchum. V'im heviyim. Sorry, any Yehudi. It was clear that he brought it for a non-Jew to use. So, or if in a city which the majority of people there in the city are not Jewish, so we say probably he brought it for the intent, for the majority to use, which means he brought it for the tzarech of a non-Jew. The mutter should call him maybe the tzarech haroiv maybe. Says call him brought it for a non-Jew. Because whenever a person brings, he brings with intent for the majority of the city. The majority of the city over here being non-Jewish.
Non-Jew brought it.
So in that scenario, he brought it for a non-Jew. The non-Jew brought it for another non-Jew. That is not us. If a non-Jew brought it for a Jew, then it's us. Okay, Mishnah Berurah. See, got your base.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So at the beginning, maybe talk about this. I missed it. So if it was Ro'eh Chutz Kolam, but but on the first day Yom Tov came into Betoka Tchum, and there was lawn there that night. So can you use it on the second day?
No. There is the day of lawn means if the normal derech is to this animal to be here, so people have that's, you know, when a person sits there and thinks before Yom Tov of what he has available to use, and he makes his hachana, so these animals, because they live way out there and they don't never come in, he doesn't really have them in mind. So you're asking, is that a case where his mama's sitting in front of his nose? The Yom Tov Rishon could use a Yom Tov Sheni because he had Dasar on Yom Tov Rishon, but not the Yom Tov Sheni will deal with the 2 days like the Shnei Kedushos. So you make like a, you can look at the day, second day is independent of the first day. So the time the second day started, it wasn't Muksa anymore. Assuming that Derek would be to then keep it around and not send it back out, probably. If the derech would be to send them back out, so it's right or not, and it's not part of his thought process, because these are the things which go back out to who knows where. Okay, your base, Ubos Valonis, and this animal's now come back in, and they spend the night inside the tchum. So the Rav, well, I'm not talking about that every day they come back. Right? So then what do you need? They come in once in a while. So that's also, we assume the person is aware of them and he expects them once in a while to come in. So he's aware of them. And therefore, he has his mind when he thinks about what he has available, they're included.
So that would cover my question, I think. No,
I don't think so. But, or is he saying that the Mechara's case was the first time animal which it says it lives outside the tchum, and it comes in once in a while. So that you have the asa. But one which I thought you were asking the case of the second group, which never come in. And Pukta came in on the first day. Would that work for the second day?
Right. Yeah, that's my question.
So I'm not sure that would necessarily prove it.
So here is the Mishnah Berurah telling us that they come in occasionally, but regularly, on a regular basis.
Right. So that's the first group. That's the group which is Mutter. Okay. Right. If they come in the first day, you can use it the second day. So we're there, I feel like Bobby by Jim, Ella Belila. Yeah, they didn't come in on the first, when it's before Yom Tov, they came in after Yom Tov started. There's still Mut. Imrak less for who? Isser Tchum, as long as there's no Isser Tchum on the animal. Grinchabo may allay him because the animal came in on its own. So It's considered mukhan, you can use it. The choshev alav klai ben hashmashus. Namu mutar. The kibahemas baiser is dummy, vein tzorak lachshev alav. The point isn't that the person is thinking about. The point is that it's considered usable and accessible enough. The person doesn't need to think about it. So you don't need to think about your animal in your backyard. Say, whoa, yeah, I have dust animals in my backyard. You don't think about them. It's obvious that's included. So we're saying that these animals, because they come in on a regular basis, it's obvious that they're included. So you don't need the person to actively think about them and plan to use them. Let's say, however, they live outside of the tomb. Hanu shadarkam liyas royas kol akayitz al chodesh cheshvan. Darkam liyas royas kol the whole summer until the month of cheshvan, they're out in the field. Achabos the bezin, and they come in. Welcome, call you Meakai. It's in Dasan Shayir Aleim, Rehem Muksim. So the whole summer, you're not going to think about them. They live way out there, they never come in. So they're Muks. Al Kanim Bo, even if one would wander in on Yamtiv, you couldn't use it. Okay. Imbo, beyond the came in on Yamtiv, you can't use them. Mardalesbu Isha Truman. Again, the issue wasn't, the only issue was this mukhan issue, wasn't the tchum issue, because it came by itself. Etc. He had made an error in that direction. So we'll see later on, we get to the halachas of tchum, which we'll talk about more later on. When it comes to most malachas, so Chazal said that, you know, we're going to the malach on his own, even for a Jew, it's aser, because we're going to allow the Jew to use it. Next time the Jew will ask the guy to do it, and, you know, it's sort of like cover up like he didn't ask. And so we're going to remove the motivation of trying by saying you can't use it. So who's you who can't use it? So, is it the Jew who he did it for? Any Jew? So we're differentiating the malacha between the malacha, and tchum. Tchum, it's only also for the person who's brought for. So even if something's brought from mechuzat tchum, a guy brings it for the Jew mechuzat tchum, it's also for that Jew to use. But other people could use it. The cases where you're dealing with more bona fide malachas, so then they ask it for other people also. So here we're saying that if they came on Yom Tov, so we said there's no that it is usher to their muksa, so you can't shech them. Okay, so he's saying like this. So, what's the relevant? If the case they were mechuzat tchum is also anyway, so the answer is it's relevant because if the case came mechuzat tchum, they're only also for that person who was brought for. But now that I'm telling you that they have, since they never come in, they're considered muksa, so then nobody can use them. So he says, he gives me three. Is, by the way, tell me it's also out to the tchum issue. So the first answer is because they didn't come mechuzat tchum. Second answer is they made an error of that direction. It's not mechuzat tchum. The third answer is you're right, it is mechuzat tchum. But that only answers for one person. And this other problem that's not muchan answers for everybody.
They made an error of declaration?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, an error of declaration, an error of tchumi?
I'm not sure.
What have you been saying? Maybe they made an
Arab declaration? Yeah, Arab declaration. I don't remember what number. Okay, I don't know. So it's relevant to tell you that regards to whether it's mutter for another Jew. So you tell me the problem is because it's muksa. There's another problem anyway. So it's chus etrum. The answer is how I'm answering that question. Okay. So those animals, which normally live. They normally live mitchus etchum, so it's relevant that you can't shech them. However, if you hold muksa is not during yomtiv, so this is that your shimon's din. You have always have das anything which potentially possibly could be possibly could be used. So it's not muksa. But v'yeshu shakosu the kuliyama also. Some people hold that we can argue. Everybody agree with this. This is also. Even Rav Shimon doesn't know the muksa, and we say he always has in the back of his mind, he has das, just in case it's relevant for me, I want to have das to be able to use it. But this is worse. The kibbutz ain't nichnosis, but kuma ear, koi mea kayas. The whole summer the pasha do not come in. So, what word do you not understand?
They don't come in, what?
Right, they don't come in.
The whole summer they
don't come in. Right. So since the whole summer these animals are out there in the field, they never come in. So Havaluki Gregor said smukim shahelam lagagli yapshun. Kulyama asuki aske daitami nayachis yapshu. Even if Shimon Gemara says of Shimon is moida to the problem of muksa in a case where when you take the fruits to dry, you put them up on the roof. So the nature is of some type of items which you dry is when the drying process starts, they're not edible. So when they're fresh, they're edible. When they're fully when they're dry, they're edible. In between, they're not. So Gregor said, "Smukim." The Gemara says, "You put them in Rosh Hagag." So that act of being doichim b'yadayim of this. Decisively putting it in a place where you're making it out roy, even Rosh Hashanah agrees, makes a muksa. So now we're hearing over here a case where he didn't do that. They might have went on their own, but since the nature of the thing is that it's bechalal, not usable, so he's Messiah Das, even Rosh Hashanah agrees, you're Messiah Das in that situation. So that's what some people will say.
Who's that? We're going to remember Shem Yam Shashlomo.
What he's selling was an animal which was always kept out of the field the whole summer, but that's not a problem because there's no dinner muksum, it belongs to a goy. But the one exception was he bought it for the Jew. It's the problem is it came with chus etchum. So it's also for the Jew was brought for, but not for the other Jews, because that's what we see later on. But it was etchum. It only answers the person is brought for. Mitam is etchum. If he knows they bring an animal into the makulin, so you know there was a mitzvah from its osir, it's a sabbath, it's a mutter. So the language over here is a little bit confusing. They don't Messiah minyan of the ratio. He never finishes off the original thought. He's starting a new thought.
V'chaser kan ezatevis k'moshi b'atav v'alocha. Can't talk l'mer b'davka k'shidua shalonu chusidum v'besafik. L'fikach. So the Ramon really should have said that the Karba said in Bo Yishrei Yisrael it's awesome. Right? He says, then we should say, one second, that halacha that's osur, because it might be mechus etzum, is only osur nevada, not in the sofik. That's what we should have said. That whole thought is left unspoken. The fikr. And so the case of a goy, which brought a behemoth makar, not actually a behemoth makar, the guy bring the animals to the Jewish market place where they shed. The Jews shecht and sell the meat. Yisrael shecht and merchem basur. The case where the guy walks in and says, I have a behemoth for you, it's a chef on your holiday. He says, yeah, where's it come from? He says, I'm not sure. You know, says, you know, I'm okay with it. He says, that's mutter. The suffix, mechus etchum is mutter. Shalonu, Yisrach lemer shalonu. If you know that they, because here the issue will be, say, saying over here, lonus is the correct, the incorrect word. Why is that? Because before we're discussing defining what's your attitude towards the idol, you say, listen, the idols which live out there, your attitude is, you don't think about that. The idols which live closer by, you think about it. Here's the definition. A goy brought on Yom Tov something for the Jew. The question was, where was the beginning of Yom Tov? I have a problem with tomb. So I don't need to know lonus that they normally live out there. That's not the point. The point was, they spent the night out there with Chusatrum, so it's a bad problem of Chusatrum. That's. So the Lashon Shalonu was the correct Lashon. Right, not Shalonois, but Shalonu. Asurois Hanabir Shein Ruben Achu. In case of the guy brought. He said that it's also, that's only a case where the majority of the people in the city are Jewish. So he brought probably for the majority, which is he brought for Jews. In the case of the city, the majority non-Jews, why was something he brought for the Jews? He brought for the non-Jews. So now even came in Chus Tchum, it's going to be mutter for the Easter. Shamukso Holchim. So, case of Suffolk, it's mutter. So, now the Mechaber's case was a Suffolk where it came from, it's Chusachum or not. He says, because Suffolk Muksa is mutter. We're not talking about Muksa, we're talking about the problem here was it came in Chusachum. Suffolk, whether it's between Chusachum or not. So, who's throwing a Muksa? So, the Mishabura, let's learn. The Isser Shal Chusachum, the Muksa, which is generated by Isser Chusachum, the Karleinami Muksa, it's something which is prohibited. So, for the purposes of, but a true bona fide suffix and the item, that's going to be awesome. And the chaver b'kan hechzik b'shitas aboyskin the tchum and kula. We said that Truman is more makel. So that's why we're saying all these coolers over here. Test
So there was I have no problem here. The Mechaber seems to be presenting very clearly that he's weighing in on the side of in case of Safik Mitchusat Chum is Lakula. In other places where he seems to say Safik Mitchusat Chum is also. So that's a steer which you have to address. Okay. I remember Shishu case. I forgot the case. I forgot the sif. But Hamish, you do is a lot of chutz tchum. Animals which are known that they normally live outside the tchum. But when Imsa Be'ir B'yam, you found them in the city by day. So, B'yam Sheni.
Okay.
And Yom Hashem mi be'erav hichnisan b'chutz l'chem alonu muteris. I have a right to say maybe they were brought within the tchum before the beginning of the second day. Seems like they didn't only enter the city this morning, but maybe they spent the night inside the tchum. So some of the tchum we said is muter. V'kol shken hashkutas b'boker shekazakim be'erav hichnisan l'sefer tchum. The moment that Shemama, she walked in for some more, they already been shechted, and Mustafa, they got here. They've been within the tchum beginning of the second day. That's, we can assume they've been within. They've been within the beginning of within, and that seems to be. And we'll say we have. And now, once it's within the tchum, he has das in it.
Chafei behemis yiduos. How do I have to sifkim? Al the revus of kamashim. The chiddush. I feel behemis shroyim hayoyim etzol akum. I see them by the goy. Yiduos lono shadarkim lolo nchus tchum. And I know that they always stay out there. We got me by erev yomtiv below hayo oyed beer. They weren't in the city erev yomtiv. So that doesn't mean the gamma to how you came. So probably that's the situation right now. So Ravakam Aviyam Beir, Hayyam, let's say, he's brought it in now. That's what I would say. Kamash Malon, the gamma say, Aloy Nofik, Mikhal Sivaka, it still remains a Sophic. Shabbat.
So Suffolk they are, maybe he brought it in before. They don't say, listen, we have a chazaka, that's where they've been out there, probably that's where they were, and they're also. So I don't know, maybe they came in earlier. It's a possibility. This would be relevant the first day also. Right? The animal shows up in the first day. So how to get here? Well, I know it was out there before Yom Tov. Maybe the goat brought it in, maybe brought it in before Yom Tov. I don't know when he brought it in. So it's relevant the first day also. Mashut is with Barker, but it's a lot of
mercy. What's relevant first
day? The same problem. I have an animal which I know normally lives way out there, and I have no das for it as a muksan, and I woke up in the morning, there the animal standing right there in front of my nose. So how did it get here? When did it get here? It's more important. When did it get here? It got here. So we say it's a sofik. Maybe got here before Shkia, and therefore before Vanish Moshes. And therefore, beginning of Yom Tov, it was in the tchum. Maybe it didn't. So it's a suffer tchum, we said as mutter.
Okay. Should the barker, it's a lorem, shem avim, and lachri, the makal, and lishkot, and barker, they bring it early in the morning. I mean, shem avim, avim, but yom, kadeh, shalom, yachar, zman. That's what they should be there first thing in the morning. It's not he brought them the night before, which means he brought them the day before Shkia. You should normally travel at night time. It's all based on the heter of suffik tchumas motor. But he already put it out. The mechaber himself is a steer. In other places, he's macher on suffik tchum. He lives here in the city. He has other animals available in the tchum. Maybe this is one of those animals. I could argue with Sveik Sveika, maybe this is not the day of Yom Tov, but even if it is, maybe the animal was here beforehand. So that would be a tzad of Heter, Sveik Sveika. But the Yom Tov Rishon, to rely on this Keshem, they were in the, they're suffering, maybe they were within the Tchum, asking enough, that we're not going to do.